Yukon just inside the foul line. Jumper no good. 10 seconds to go. Cal with a rebound.
No reason to foul.
Matthews to Wallace, and they're going to run out the clock. Mike Anderson says, don't foul, and this ball game is done, and the Razorback season is over. Cal wins it by a final of 75-64.
Welcome into the zone. It is a bright and shiny Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tough one last night for the Hogs, as you heard. Many of you stayed up for tip, then went to bed a few minutes after tip. After tip. Matty Travis, back there answering your calls on the ones, twos, pressing buttons, turning knobs. And Matt Stell, the Drury legend, the basketball hardwood Drury legend, is in with us once again. But now, he's a fantastic musician.
Well, I like your loose usage of the word legend there, boss.
Loose usage of the word legend. He's going to trick me to say something bad. David Basil's in here. What do you think, Dave?
I say that Matt and Pat combined in conference play your senior year, combined, did not miss as many shots as the Razorbacks did in the first half.
How many did they miss, Baz? Yeah,
they missed 30 shots in the first half. May 10, missed 30. How do you do that?
If you, and this is, we talked about, who was the team we talked about yesterday? And I guarantee you, they were shooting it so bad, they probably shot 25% in layup lines before the game. That's even, right? Yeah. We talk about an NCAA team that did that.
Have you ever in your, both of you, ever seen a first half three-point stat of 8% shooting from the three-point line,
no.
1 of 12?
I didn't think it could be 8%.
No, I didn't think that was even a percent.
All right, Baz. See you, buddy. Well, clearly Baz thinks it's hilarious. I mean, he just thinks it's hilarious that the Hogs couldn't make a shot last night.
Baz is just walking on cloud nine thinking about how funny all those missed shots were.
Ha-ha, Baz. Real funny. The season's over. Although, you know, I was thinking towards the end of the game, A, how many guys are going to be that I'm watching will be in uniform for the Hogs next year? Mm-hmm. And B, it's spring break time for these fellas.
Yeah,
spring break. Might as well stay in Cali.
That's just stay in Cali. Just hang out in Berkeley for a while. Can you think of any stranger mix than Berkeley, California, and Rick Schaefer? Like those two things don't mix. Like I was listening to Bill Walton last night, and I mean that's his second home there.
Oh, we'll get to Bill Walton
doing all them Berkeley things, saying all those that Berkeley
like
stuff.
Like smoking weed.
Yeah, just you know,
and wearing no bra.
No bra,
a lot of weed,
doing grass.
No shoes.
Yeah, taking grass and doing all those things, walking around barefooted.
We'll get to Bill Walton and his partner, who I think the guy's name was Roxy Roberstein or something. Did you happen? I'm not even joking.
I didn't know.
Which is like the oddest name. I'm not knocking it. For those of you who are named Roxy, it's a cool name.
Is your name Roxy?
But it was like Roxy Rubenstein.
Can you imagine him getting roll called as like freshman year, in one of those big classes?
Rubenstein, Roxy,
Roxy Rubenstein. What if there were two Rubensteins, like a Dan Rubenstein?
No, Roxy
Rubenstein, Dan. Okay, here Rubenstein, Roxy. Is that your sister? Oh no, it's the guy next to you.
See if you can find that out. That's what it was.
All right,
and we'll get into a little bit of Bill Walton because he was entertaining at times.
Yeah.
Lost me many, many other times. When the Hogs are down 23, he's probably the guy that you want being one of the commentators.
Yeah, because he's got all those colorful stories that have nothing to do with basketball at all.
And he actually had pictures last night, too, if you saw some of the pictures.
Yeah. It was like two dogs chasing each other's tails and stuff. The Walton's World clip. I don't know what's going on.
He called the big nasty the big sissy. I almost jumped to the TV. Did you see that? Because Corliss was in attendance. He's coaching for the Kings now, so he was in attendance.
Yeah, he's on staff.
And he had said how in 94 he was the big nasty, but in 95 when they played UCLA in the championship, Zedek, which was their big center tournament, the big sissy, which I didn't like that. But we'll get to that as well as much more about the game. 501-433-1037 if you do want to get in and talk about the Hogs' final game this season. Were you surprised? Was it a game that people thought, considering what they did against Indiana State at home, this was a time where they could carry that on the road? What does this tell you about this team? A lot of questions. A lot of questions. Who's going to be back next year? Where do they go from here? Coach Anderson, some of his thoughts, we have that.
Yeah.
I listened to the post-game show and heard what he had to say about the game and about the season, and then also about the seniors that are going to be leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And Ricky Scott didn't get any run. Mardrakus Wade played 5 minutes. Kiko played 13, which I thought he played a very, very hard-fought 13 minutes, and he was key to a lot of that comeback and fight, but you know you're going to get that from Kiko. Ja'Cory Williams didn't play at all. Cody Clark played 13 minutes, maybe the most insignificant game of the season for him.
Yeah.
Not the way you want to go out against a Cal team that, hands down, no question about it, not even in the same category in terms of the Hogs, talent-wise, and how we've seen them play. Not even close.
Mm-mm. No, and I thought the thing about us missing all those shots so early was that they weren't particularly bad shots. Like, some of them were. But
there's shots we have made before, there's no question.
Shots we've hit before.
Here's my problem with that. We've made threes before. We've seen where Qualls will come out, knock down a bunch of threes. Anthon Bell had six of them last week.
Yeah.
Cody Clark has been known to step back behind the three, knock down some shots. We've even seen Gully do it. Wade, my thing with these guys, Rashad Madden's made shots. My thing's, and we talked about it yesterday, I've given this team praise because of the depth they've shown and the fact that if it wasn't this guy's day, it was going to be the other guy's day, which at times that worked. You didn't know who you, as a defensive, if you were defending them, you didn't know who was going to be to get you. The problem is, maybe now looking back, that showed a little bit of inconsistency. It wasn't that everybody was doing it the same night and they decided to share the ball. It was, well, it's not Anthon's night. It's not Clark's night. Madden stepped up. Harris stepped up. Qual stepped up. Looking at it now, when you get in that hole that they got into, and it was because Cal had a plan. They said, we're going to let you shoot. We're going to let you guys shoot. Okay, you tested. If you're not on, you miss your first 2-3 shots. Mm-hmm. This is not a crime to wait 25 seconds into the shot clock to get a shot. It's not a crime.
You can get that shot anytime.
You get that three anytime.
Against the zone, you can get a decent three look almost anytime against that one.
I guarantee you, Mike Anderson wasn't mic'd up. That's his Monday show. He wasn't mic'd up, but I guarantee if we could hear him in timeouts, sideline, halftime, it was run your offense, fellas. They finally did it in the second half where they didn't settle for a jump shot, ran their offense, were getting anything they could have, dribble penetration. They were, once they attacked gaps, got the ball in the paint, attacked the offensive glass, mm-hmm. That's when they made their comeback.
That's
and
right.
Then eventually a couple guys hit some threes.
Some shots fall, but that, I mean, isn't that how it works so many times? You get the ball to go in the hoop, and then it'll go in from a long way away. One thing that I really noticed that I think we'll be better at, and Bill Walton did talk about this some, is when you're in the zone, you know, obviously the high post and the short corner, that's the soft spots.
Yeah.
When we throw the ball in, we can get the ball to Bobby Portis at the free throw line. When he gets it, he's not squaring up. He's not looking to make a play. He's not looking to dish it down low. He's not looking to make a pump fake. He's not looking to go up for a jump shot. I mean, he's got to be in, oh, they're in a zone. I'm about to get
mode.
Buckets. Yeah. And that's just something that came across to me. And Moses Kingsley had a pretty decent game.
I thought he was certainly a kid who's trending up.
Yeah, for sure.
And without their big 6'10 Richard Solomon kid, I figured he'd be able to do some damage. You're right in terms of that free throw line area on a zone. Portis is the perfect guy for it because he can pass, he can make that shot, he can attack.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to become a better finisher. But when you catch it and you keep the ball above your head and you don't square and draw that defense to you,
yep.
Now, hopefully that's one of the lessons learned. We also have Pat Forty.
Yeah.
Yahoo Sports writer.
All right.
He's going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll talk March Madness with him. Kentucky-Louisville matchup. He lives in Kentucky, and obviously he travels around, but he's a great, great writer, great guy.
Yeah, he is.
In addition to that, Jim Harris, Sporting Life Arkansas, will be on with us at the top of the next hour. And Michael Peace from Maduro Cigar Barn Lounge.
That's your boy, isn't it?
Talk to us about some Pappy Van Winkle. He's going to bring a few of the key waitresses that help him run the show, as it be.
Fair enough.
Let's go to the phones. And then we're going to get to a little Bill Walton. But let me hear from my man Sterling, because I know he's been biting his tongue since last night at midnight. What's up, Sterling?
Hey, nothing much. First, hey, man, but how about them, you know, Vista Lady Redhawks?
How about those Lady Redhawks? First state championship ever in
Nemo
Vista.
Come on.
Lady Razor, or Lady Redhawk history. Lady Razorhawk, Lady Redhawk history.
The Lazybacks?
The Lazybacks, yeah. No, my alma mater. They won a state championship for the girls. They did great this year. Proud to be part of that. That's right.
Can I get a T-shirt?
Yeah.
State champ T-shirt?
Yeah, you can. Pat Bradley needs a T-shirt. I'm going to make that happen.
Who wants a T-shirt? So what's going on, Sterl?
About the game last night, the only thing that concerned me was when they started missing, and you don't have to totally stop shooting. You still need to fire one off every once in a while, but you got to get to the 10. You got to get to the rack. You got to penetrate the gaps in the zone. You can even screen a zone to get closer shots. Mm-hmm. I just missed the point that they didn't work the ball more, didn't take the ball inside more. You got to force the ball inside when you're not hitting. I mean, you got to. You just got to. I thought they were going to make another run. Then Gully got his monster dunk, and then they got the Qualls late in the game, and they got it down to 8, but they just didn't have it.
My whole thing with it, Sterling, is – don't take the bait. You know, you hear a lot of guys say, well, take what the defense gives you. Well, sometimes they're giving you a jump shot for a reason.
Yeah.
They want you to take that jump shot.
That's right.
What about this? Why don't you work your offense to get what you want, your high percentage shot? We've seen guys make shots. There's no question. We've seen them. If you're not shooting, what can you go to after that? What's your next move to go to? And frankly, when you got a guy like Qualls, even Bell's got great athleticism, Gully, Madden, Portis, Harris, you tell me one of those guys who doesn't have the strength and speed to get inside the paint.
That's right.
All of them do.
They can all
no excuse
exactly.
for it.
And another thing, I mean, I love these guys. I think they worked hard. They played hard for us. And like I said, so they got a great highlight film dunk. But when Kiko and Gully get major minutes, your talent level is not where it needs to be. I'm sorry.
Who's that you said?
Kiko and Gully.
Yeah,
those guys get major minutes. I mean, you need to upgrade your talent level.
Hey, we know that. You know that, Sterling. Yeah, I don't really think it's a knock on those. Although those guys certainly exceeded my expectations.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that. When Gully transferred from Oklahoma State,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think he'd really be able to get much from him, but he exceeded my expectations in terms of what he was able to do. And I get what you're saying, Sterling. Certainly, those are guys that are not probably what you'd see leading the team to the Final Four. But
one's a transfer from a Big 12.
I tell you this though, those two guys were fighting to the end.
Yeah,
they were fighting to the end though.
Yeah,
right. They'll fight to the end, but it's like Ken Biley. I mean, you didn't see that guy get a major run. I know he started the championship game because he's a senior, and that was his last game, but that guy didn't get major run when we was loaded. Now on this team, he's getting a lot of minutes. I'm just saying, for us to get where we need to be, we can't have those guys like that playing when we need major production.
Yeah. Well, but we've kind of known that there was certainly a process in place for Coach A. When you talk about Kiko's a walk-on, Fred Gully was a walk-on who ultimately has a scholarship transfer guy, and it's a testament to how those guys approach. And Coach Anderson, every time I talk to him about recruiting, he tells me one thing. He says, you've got to recruit character. And you saw at the end of the game, Haidar, Gully, with two guys that there's not one moment on that floor that those guys weren't giving it at all.
That's right. You
recruit character, and you get more talented character, and that's when you can depend on guys when you go on the road, when you take them on trips, at the end of games.
And, you know, you can depend on this team, at least, especially the latter part of the year, but even last night, it's a team that gives effort. Like, it's a team that's trying to do what they're coached up to do. Their defense looked good at times, especially towards the end of the game, but it's not a playing hard issue, and that's gaining some ground from where we were.
Yeah.
Surely Kiko Haidar isn't what we want as far – I mean, he is what you want out of a walk-on. We were glad to have him, but, yeah.
Kidding me? This kid's gotten more out of
– dude.
What everyone's expected.
Yeah.
What else you got, Sterl?
Oh, and I think the team's going to be a lot better next year if they use this summer to work. I mean, they got to put in the work. They got to put in major work on the outside shooting where when you get an open look, Well, I just don't want a team to just pack up in a zone and say that's all it is. It's over.
Right.
That's all I want. You don't have to be Reggie Miller or nothing or Larry Bird, but be good enough where they just don't let you just shoot it wide open. Y'all have a great day.
Later, Sterl. Yep. Jimbo.
Yo.
You're in the zone. What's up, buddy?
Oh, that was painful.
Yeah, pretty painful. Pretty painful,
painful.
I didn't think Sterling's call was that bad.
Well, you know, it was sad because last night was an opportunity to play real hogball. They were letting them play. They weren't calling fouls. They were letting them go. But, you know, like you said, there's got to be effort. And there was not, of course, like you said, Kiko and Gully. And, you know, you talk about not talented. Gully was starting for Oklahoma State. I mean, he was getting good minutes at Oklahoma State as a freshman. It's not like he's not a talented kid, but
are you sure when you say good minutes? I thought he had left because of some playing time issues. But either way,
go back and look. He was playing about 12, 15 minutes a game as a freshman, and had.
I'll have to take your word for that right now, but yeah, listen, Gully. I said it a little while ago. He exceeded all expectations I had for him. And every time he was on that court, he played like a leader. He played like a guy that was thinking the game, tough, good hands, had the dunk of a career last night.
Mm. No doubt. But you know, my problem is here we are at one point, Portis had three baskets, and everybody else was 0 for, like 0 for 18. And they're just going down jacking shots. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just, oh, my God, I'm open. You're open because you can't shoot. You know, they're going to leave me open. I bet they'll leave me open from 8 feet because they know I'm probably going to miss it.
It's about percentages. If I'm playing defense on the majority of players, I'm forcing them to take the lowest percentage shot I can, which is a jump shot with my hand in their face. And that's what you're trying to do defensively.
Exactly. And you know, they came out in the second half. It looked like, oh, my God, we got a little plan. And then they went right back to the craziness. They had cut it. You know, they were actually starting to play some ball. And it's just like, okay, we're done. So,
all right, Jimbo.
You know, but wait a minute, one more thing. Crazy Bill Walton. You know, with all the stuff that he was saying last night, he goes, you know, I watched these guys warm up, and he said Arkansas is the better team.
No question. No question.
So what does that say?
What does that say? They had a season where you saw flashes of what they could be, and then you saw instances where they didn't. They just didn't bring it. They didn't think the game. And listen, I know there's a lot of people, some people even tweeted me last night because they want to ultimately point the finger down to Coach Anderson. What I would encourage everybody is this, big picture. I've been saying this all season, big picture. We live in that. When we beat Kentucky at Kentucky, we all had them going, I did anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I get caught up in it. Thanks, Jimbo.
All right, man.
I get caught up in saying, well, this team is here. It's here. Coach Anderson knows the process that it takes. This is his third year. Been a UAB, was able to build them up to where he ultimately took the Missouri job at a downtime, built them up.
It took them to an Elite Eight.
And left the Final 14 for Frank Haith. So our job is fun. Being a fan is fun.
Right. Yep.
Sometimes after last night's game, it's not. But I will guarantee you this. The reason why it's fun for us and I'm excited is because I know Coach Anderson is a big picture guy. He's the kind of guy, win or lose, he shows up the next day and is working just as hard. He doesn't make any excuses. He doesn't let these guys off the hook. That's the reason why you got to look at big picture with Coach A. Yep. He's got his plan in place. And you talk about some of the players, the seniors this year, who were, I guess, Kiko's fourth year. So Kiko was a sophomore when Coach A came in. Gully had transferred when Coach A came in. So Coach Anderson's building something that he will get there. Big picture.
Got his culture in place.